Hey there, welcome to the reboot episode of the Hike Your Own Hike podcast. It's been a couple years since I've done anything on here, which is sad, but I've been busy and just recently kind of made a new commitment to hiking. So since November 1st, I've been hiking every day. But with the podcast, what I'd like to do, I've had a lot of people joining me lately, and I'd like to do a little less talking and a little more asking of questions to get other people's insights on what they think about hiking and different stuff like that. So today, I've got a buddy of mine who I've actually recently become acquainted with and got to know a lot as we've been hiking most weekends, and his name is Seth, and thanks for joining, Seth.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the first question that I want to ask, just to kind of anybody that's listening to this, to give them an idea of what your relationship is with hiking or what your relationship has been over the years with hiking.
Well, I mean, I guess as a family, when I was a kid, we always spent a lot of time in the outdoors and then it's one of those scenarios where here's when dinner is. Don't be home before then.
Yeah, that
and
was
so
fun.
That was great. And we would just be in the woods all day long. And I guess as a family, we would go camping and stuff and always do day hikes while we were camping. Otherwise, I don't think I've been regularly hiking. I guess last year, we went on vacation and we made a commitment to hike every single day while we were on vacation.
Oh, that's cool.
With the intent that when we got back, we would also do that back here. That kind of fell away. But yeah, that was all over Arizona. Maybe that was 2 years ago. Anyway, other than that, really hadn't hiked much until you and I started hanging out.
That's very similar to me. I think a lot of my anchor memories from when I was growing up with my mom and dad and sisters was when we were hiking or camping,
yeah.
Pretty much. We camped and spent time outside. So whenever I think of the concept of camping or have throughout the years, it just kind of brings that warm feeling over you because you think about, you know, all the fun that you had out there. Well, I guess the second question that I'd like to ask is, why hiking? Like, why do you hike now? What is it that you like about hiking?
Well, I mean, there's the obvious part about just getting outside. And once you get outside, it kind of doesn't matter if the weather was nice or not, because it's still better than sitting on your ass. But, I mean, the lazy answer would be that it's a whole lot easier to get into because all you have to do is walk out your door. You don't have to gear up necessarily,
yeah.
You know, like all of a sudden getting into skiing is a big investment.
Yes, it is. Yep. And it doesn't matter if you go out and your thighs are rubbing together and bleeding. Not that I have any experience with that from the beginning days. But, yeah, you can patch that stuff up with a little ointment and Band-Aids.
Right. Yeah.
So what benefits have you gained from hiking, even just recently, that you think other people might benefit from or why they should maybe try to hit the trail and see if they can get something similar?
Well, my whole life I've noticed the pattern that whenever I was feeling stuck personally, creatively, you know, money problems, anything like that, any time I had a problem that I had to deal with but couldn't think of a solution, the solution always made itself known by the time I got back from at least an hour-long vigorous walk.
That's awesome.
And so I just noticed that consistently happened. And when I moved to Michigan, I moved to a culture where you are driving everywhere, door to door. So I never had the opportunity, like when I lived in the city, to just walk. And that perpetuates itself, and you get sedentary. And anyway, if you're having anxiety or anything like that, I have found that it is gone. For me, anyway, it's gone 100 feet into the woods. And by the time 2.5 hours are done, it's the best antidepressant you ever tried.
I could not agree more. It's my medicine of choice as well. And I really wish someone up there in our, you know, anointed, we'll make sure we make this country better world would be talking about kind of fixing the opioid epidemic and all the other prescription drug bullshit that we have to deal with by encouraging people to go out and take the natural solution, which anybody can do, or not anybody, but put one foot in front of the other and just keep moving and do that in an area where you've got nature.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share before we sign off?
Get off the sofa. Come on out.
All right. Thanks, man. And we will see you or talk to you on the next episode. Have a great day and get out and hit the trail.